long before twin brothers David and Peter Turnley became known for their iconic images of the people and places making international news, they focused their lenses on a humble section of their hometown. From 1972 to 1973, the Turnley brothers became regulars on McClellan Street, three city blocks that had seen better days. Peeling paint and broken windows notwithstanding, the photographs the Turnleys created often evinced tenderness, exuberance, and grace. Peter Turnley explained how he and his brother found their way to McClellan Street.
Both David and I began to take photographs more or less our junior year of high school. We were both very devoted and in some ways obsessive athletes at that time. I had picked up a camera as a result of a knee injury in high school football, and the camera just immediately opened up my world. I was relatively shy, and I found very quickly that I had found a way through which I could talk, I could speak, and I really was immediately impassioned by the opportunity to share with others the things I was seeing and to speak with photographs. David and I had both seen the book of a photographer named Bruce Davidson, who had done a wonderful study of a street called East 100th Street in Spanish Harlem in New York. And this book had really opened up my mind and thought process towards the quantity and amount of life that exists in one finite unit of space, which was this one particular street where he had spent, I believe, a year photographing. In the summer of 1972, one of the two of us had won a National Scholastic Photographic Competition, and the photograph that in question that had won the prize had a elder man in it that was sitting on a downtown bench. And in order for whichever one of us to win the prize, I don't actually recall who had taken the picture at this point, we needed to get the model release from this man. So we tracked this elder man down one day in the summer to a street called McClellan Street, where he was sitting on a porch. And after signing the model release and speaking to him for a while, we both noticed that this street was a three-block-long street. Every house on the street essentially had a porch, and there was a lot of life on the street that was immediately apparent. There was a lot of people playing games on the street, people shouting back and forth from porches. And we turned to each other that summer day and said, why don't we spend a good part of a year documenting life on this street? And that was the beginning of the McClellan Street Project.
David Turnley described the zeitgeist out of which the brothers' enterprise emerged.
It was a time in this country where I think Peter and I, in our family, were very much inspired by the messages of Dr. King, by the heritage, the legacy of JFK, and his whole idea that one should not ask what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. And I think as we were playing football, what was really clear to both of us, we played on only our junior year in high school, a team that had become desegregated. At the end of practice, our friends, many of our black friends, would get on a bus and go back to the inner city. And I think from the time we were kids, what was kind of clear to us growing up in Indiana was that there was a lot of misunderstanding, both in the white community and perhaps on the other way around. But certainly we were aware of sort of a sense among our peers that there was a real caricature of, to use a big word, the other. And I think what photography probably did for both of us was to allow us a sense that we could take a camera, go into communities of the other, and force people to reveal, to see, and acknowledge the dignity of the other.
Without wanting to contradict David regarding this notion of the other, I think, in fact, one of the real foundations for both of us was a book called The Family of Man, which was put together by Edward Steichen. It's a book that speaks to the universality of so many of the institutions of life and speaks to the idea that no matter what things make us different regarding geography, ethnicity, religion, race, that the things that we have in common with each other are much greater than the things that make us different. And I always felt, photographing on McClellan Street, a real sense of identification with the people that were in front of my camera.
The philosophical and ethical imperatives the Turnleys brought to the project grew out of a real affection for the people who became their subjects.
The reality is that when David and I would go to McClellan Street, we went there essentially because we enjoyed ourselves. We liked the people that we encountered. We had a good time there. We found a lot of life, a real spirit of life on the street. Most homes on the street didn't have locks on the front doors. We got to the point where most people on the street very much welcomed us, and we could, without even knocking, walk into the living rooms of many people's homes and just sit down.
David Turnley.
I think we both felt motivated, you know, just to be very fair to the people we were photographing, and by that to avail ourselves to the vitality and the dignity that was present in the lives of the people on the street.
So it turns out that these photographs were your passport to a lifetime in photography. Maybe you can tell us the story of how these photographs were recognized.
After we worked hard on this project and we both felt like we had something we wanted people to see whose work we respected, I was elected because I think once again in another football injury, Peter had torn up an elbow this time. So I was elected to get on a plane, the first time I think I'd ever been on a plane, to go to New York and to show the photographs around. All we had known about from looking at magazines when we would look at credits, and as we became familiar with the work of photographers who we so admired, so many of them had been a part of this agency, Magnum. So I found out the address of Magnum and got off the plane, took a taxi, went straight to this agency, knocked on the door, and as I recall, a friendly European man came to the door, introduced himself. I introduced myself, asked if anyone might have some time to look at this body of work that I had brought, that my brother and I had created, and he sort of smiled in a warm-hearted way and said, listen, I just have to say, we don't really do that. If you want to kind of leave them here, we'll send them back to you in a couple of weeks after somebody's had a chance to look at them. And I said, you know, really, if I can be honest, I don't have any other plans here in the city. I'm here for 3 days. If I could sit on this couch, if somebody had 5 minutes in the next 3 days, it would mean so much to us. And he said, sure, have a seat. And 2 minutes later, this woman walks out. She says, my name is Lee Jones. I'm the director of Magnum. Please come in my office. And after getting through a few photographs, she looked up at me and she said, wow, you guys can really do this. I think you need to give me a couple of minutes. And she gets on the phone and she calls Bruce Davidson, who Peter had spoken about. She called Cornell Kappa, the brother of Robert Kappa, who was at the time creating the International Center of Photography. She called John Sarkowski, the curator of photography at the Museum of Modern Art, John Morris, the then picture editor of the New York Times. And in each case, she said, you really need to give this young man some time and look at his photographs. And each of them said, send them around. And I spent the next 3 days going to each of their private apartments. And in each case, they really said the same thing, which was, look, you can really do this. You need to know that photography is a world where no one will ever hold your hand, so get out there and do it, but you've got what it takes.
With the blessings of the patron saints of the photography world, the Turnleys went on to tackle the world's most newsworthy events and people in their respective careers. Peter Turnley worked as the assistant to French photographer Robert Doisneau and produced 43 covers for Newsweek from 1984 to 2001. Peter currently contributes photo essays for Harper's Magazine and conducts workshops around the world. David Turnley won the Pulitzer Prize for his coverage of international revolutions in 1989. Having branched into documentary filmmaking, David's first film, On the Dalai Lama, won the 2001 Cine Golden Eagle and was nominated for an Emmy. Back in Fort Wayne, McClellan Street is now a parking lot. David and Peter Turnley, thank you very much.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, Yael.
For WFIU's Artworks, I'm Yael Cassander.